A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of an uncircumcised people, and you ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the sky, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then three men appeared to the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discerning. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as if it had been handed on to us from the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, and how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. As the hind longs for running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst is my soul for God the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. Then will I go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for them, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own by name and leads them out. And when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief only comes to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, I sat there and, yesterday in my homily I preached about the Good Shepherd. Someone on YouTube said and says, "Father, you're on the wrong side. You know, we are the sheep and we're going against the evil shepherd." That's what they are. And it sounds very much like the first reading today, huh? It talks, they see Peter because Peter went in and ate at a Gentile's house, which was forbidden. You're not allowed to do that. And so they took him on, you know, because they're great and they're trying to hold the line about what it is to be a true follower of Christ or a Jew at that time still. And he says, "Let me tell you what happened." And he talked about the revelation God gave him. Not only that the Gentiles can experience God and the Holy Spirit, but that we can start eating bacon. Aren't you glad this happened? But it's the Holy Father, the first Holy Father, who, don't you think this caused problems? Here, the Old Testament law from God says, you shall not eat bacon, no pig. And then all of a sudden the Pope comes and says, "Oh yeah, we can eat bacon now." You cannot enter the house of the uncircumcised. The Holy Father says, "Oh yeah, we can enter in the house of the uncircumcised now." What? What? So when someone told me yesterday I'm on the wrong side, I got rid of them, of course. But someone else is on the wrong side. By far, we need to listen to the shepherd. And the shepherd will lead us in God's will. And all of this is to the end of the gospel. It says, "I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly." God wants us to have life. That's what it says. God is not a liar. We need to start believing and trusting and not arguing and accusing. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.